We thank the Lord for being here this afternoon. We do have a little burden upon our hearts. I desire your prayers. I'm thankful for Jesus. He's a wonderful Savior. I'm thankful how that He made a plan of salvation that every one of us can be saved and to live holy and live righteous and godly right here. You know, I've talked to people, well, it's over there. Brother, it's not over here. The pure church is right here. And it is a light. You know, I thought about, we are the light. Light of the world. That means that we're living holy. That we are magnifying Christ to the world. And I pray the Lord to help us out here this afternoon. I need your prayers. I need the Lord to help us out here. You know, always dependent upon God, because the Lord is trying to show people His holy church. He's trying to show them that it is pure. You know, I thought about the scripture says, blessed are the pure. It says pure. P-U-R-E. Pure. Now what is pure? It's what? You know, there's nothing. There's nothing in there that will hinder you from living for God. See, this is where we need to. It talks about purging out leaven. Leaven will destroy our lives. It really will. And I pray the Lord to help us today. We surely need the Lord. We need the Lord to help us out here. I want to turn to the 21st chapter of Revelation. And I want to read a few scriptures here that the Lord will help us out. In Revelation, the 21st chapter, and the second verse, it says, and I, John, saw the holy city. Now, John was just like you and I. Isn't that right? He wasn't no spirit. He had the spirit. But it wasn't no spirit. But it said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. You know, this is a holy way. This is a holy city. Over there in Psalms, if you can get it for me, it said something about this. This and that man was born in her. See, in this city, Brother Jesus verified it by saying, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Brother, today, do we have a vision? I mean a real vision of the church of God. You know, I thought about people, I've heard people say a lot, you can't be perfect. Brother, we can be perfect. We can be clear, pure, holy, righteous, godly, right here. Right here, right in this sinful country that we're living in, we can live free from sin. Isn't that wonderful? And it was because that Christ died on the cross that gives us this victory and this peace. You know, thank the Lord, today I've got victory. I appreciate the Lord. Before I got saved, I didn't have the victory. I didn't have a change of heart. I didn't have anything that will cause me to live holy. And naturally, you just go right out in sin. You know, I remember little children. You know, they're innocent, but you know, it seemed like that they just, it's just natural for them to just go and do things that's wrong. That's right. But when they, and then they grow up and they go out in sin. Oh, you know, that's a sad thing. Not willing to call upon God and repent of the things that they've done. But I appreciate this. Have we got a vision? Do we see this church? Do we really see this church as it is? It is holy. It is righteous. It is godly. And brother, today, our hearts are going to have to be changed. You know, we can't live. This is what people today is doing. You know, they say, well, I'm saved, but, you know, I could do anything I want to do. And seeing, you know, one time, I think I've mentioned this in my message one time, but I was painting in a house. This has been years ago. And this lady, she liked Billy Graham. You know, I don't know if he's still living or not. And he really, really preached a good message. He really did. But he turned right around and said, join the church of your choice. Brother, there's only one church. And Jesus purchased it with his own blood. You know, I appreciate the Lord. God has been really good to us. And I love the Lord. But I want to obey. I want to obey His Word. I want to believe. I want to have faith. It says have faith in God. Brother, we need to have faith in God. We need to believe God's Word. Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Matthew, the fifth chapter of Matthew. Now we're talking about holy city, holy tabernacle, holy life. But I want to turn to Matthew, the fifth chapter. Lord, help us today. You know, I appreciate this truth. When I got saved, I really got saved. I mean, I'm not bragging or nothing, but brother, the sins that I've committed, I didn't do no more. You know, today, a lot of people, I was talking to a young man one time, and he said, "Brother," he says, "you don't have to give up everything." Brother, that's wrong. I told him that was wrong. And I'm not going to mention no name, but he's still amongst us. But you know, this is a sad thing. You and I need to be a light to the world. That's right. The Bible says ye are the light of the world. It was talking about us. It wasn't talking about Jesus. It was talking about us. Ye are the light of the world. We need to show holiness to the world. We need to show that Jesus has delivered us from all sin. From all sin. Brother, if we've got any sin in our life, brother, we need a call upon God. And we need to ask the Lord to just deliver every unclean that's in our hearts. Brother, we need to be pure. We need to be clean. But may the Lord help us today. Over here at the fifth chapter of St. Matthew. And we're going to start at the eighth verse. Here it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I want to see God, don't you? I'm striving. You know, I've been preaching and everything else, but I've been examining my heart. My heart. Well, I'm concerned about other people, but brother, listen, I'm going to have to make an end for myself. That's right. Let other people, if they want to be lost, well, I don't want them to be lost, but I don't want to be lost. I want to be clear before God. But it said here, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Oh, may the Lord help us today. God is a spirit. These natural eyes cannot see a spirit. But I thought about how that the natural body, if it is changed, the world can see a change in us. Their natural eyes can see us, see our lives. Brother, today, do we have a vision of the real church of God? You know, there's a lot of church of gods out there, but there's only one real church of God, which Christ purchased with His own blood, and it is pure, it is holy, it is righteous, it is godly, and people can see us and think, what a change, what a change. You know, there is a change. And it is a real change in our life. I want to turn to 1 Peter. Lord, help us today. You know, I love this truth. When I got saved, you know, I've told you this. And when I came into the house, I don't really understand all about this, but my mother was sitting in the old rocking chair. I could just see her right now, sitting there in her old rocking chair. And as soon as I shut the door, she said, "There's something happened to you." Brother Evan, what'd she see? She didn't know nothing about the Church of God. And my dear mother, I know she's up there. She was walking in all the ray of light that the Lord revealed to her. And you know, my mother, she always took medicine, some kind of medicine. But you know, when she got saved, she threw that away. Isn't that a wonderful thing? How does she know that? It's a change. That's right, it's a change. It's a holy city. It's a holy, righteous and godly right here in this world. Oh, I thank the Lord. I appreciate the Lord so much. I really do. Oh, He's changed my life, you know, and He's helped me. I've had trials and I've had burdens. But the Lord has always worked them out. I depended upon Him. I trusted my little boy. I love my little boy. I trusted him in the hands of God. He was so warm. And I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, I don't want you to take him, but if you want to take him, I'm willing for you to take him." You know, I might not have said it just about right, but you know, today I was willing to give up my own son. That's right. Which I love very, very dearly. For God. I love the Lord. Oh, today, you know, young people, get a hold of God. Get victory in your soul. Get something real. Get something that is able to sustain you and to keep you. Lord, help us today. But it says, "Blessed are the pure." Oh, Lord, help us. Then over here in 1 Peter, the 14th chapter, it says, "As obedient children." You know, when we get saved, we're obedient to God. That's right. We're obedient to the Lord. When the Lord reveals things to us, when the Lord shows us some things, we're obedient to it. We're willing to lay aside every weight. Willing to go all the way. Willing to suffer. Oh, Brother Gordon, I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. That's pretty, it's pretty hard.
Brother Humphrey, there's a song that says, "Tell me not of heavy crosses, nor of burdens hard to bear." Oh. "Tell me not of heavy crosses, nor of burdens hard to bear."
Yeah.
"Found this great salvation."
Oh, thank God today. Oh, I appreciate it. I found this great salvation. It's a wonderful salvation. Brother, the Lord is able to do all things. God's able to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases and everything. God is a mighty God. But you know, you and I are going to have to be willing. I mean willing. We're going to have to be willing to trust Him all the way. I didn't know when I first started out. I didn't know what I had to, go through with. I didn't know what I was going to face. But I told the Lord. I made a consecration. I said, Lord, I'm going all the way with you. And someone told me, said, you really mean it? I said, I really mean it. I'm going all the way. Lord, help us today. Pure. A pure life. A holy life. A righteous life. Right here. You know, that's a treasure. That is something that is able to make you rich in your souls. Lord, help us today. I want to turn to 1 John. Oh, I appreciate the Lord today. I love the Lord. I pray that everyone will be willing to lay aside every weight. But in 1 John, the second chapter, and we'll start at the first verse. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. See? We don't want to sin. But if we go contrary to the Word of God, we're going to sin. That's right. But it said that you sin not. And if any man sin, he have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Oh, thank the Lord. We've got someone we can depend upon. Someone that we can trust. Someone that we can call upon when we're sick. Call upon when we're down and out. But the Lord has always come to our rescue. Oh, I appreciate that so much. The Lord, I know He knows that I appreciate Him. But let us live for God. Let us serve Him in that right and acceptable way, that the world may know. You know, the world, I thought about this. The world, they're not really dumb to a lot of things. And if you do something wrong, the world will know it. Because I remember one time, I guess I was under stress, and I might have just talked a little harsh to something. And you know, the Lord smote me right there. And I went back and I said, I'm sorry that I hurt you. If I hurt you in any way, I'm sorry. And the man told me, you know what he told me? He said not very many people will tell me that. Why will the world won't tell? Won't submit? Because they don't have it. have the real theme. Brother, today this is a holy, holy church. And I thought about Jesus over there and said, except a man be born again. Born again. We was born once of the natural and of the carnal, but now we're born of the Spirit. That's the second birth, born of the Spirit. Lord, help us today that we will recognize, and we are, when we are born in the Spirit, it also says to walk in the Spirit. If we're born in the Spirit, we're going to walk in the Spirit. That's right. Because everything is clear between God and me. But may the Lord help us. I want to turn to 1 John, the first chapter, and the 9th verse. It says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's if we confess our sins. You know, the Lord, He loves someone that will confess. Lord, I've done wrong. I've grieved you, I know. But Lord, help me to live holy and righteously and godly right here. Not no other age. There's not going to be no other age. Right here. For sin abounding on every side. May the Lord help us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, well, that's a terrible thing. Because all have sinned. Everyone, what David say in sin did my mother conceive me? Lord, help us today. We need to live free from sin. That's what we need to do. And we can live it. If we've got the Holy Spirit, you know, He told the disciples, tarry ye until you be endued with power from on high. And then if we get the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. You know we can grieve the Holy Spirit? That's right. And if we grieve the Holy Spirit, keep grieving the Holy Spirit, He's going to leave us, and we're not going to have any power or no victory or nothing. Because the Holy Spirit is what given us power and victory and grace in this life. Oh, I appreciate the Lord today. But I pray that the Lord will help us, that we will be holy, that we will be righteous, that we will be godly. Right, we can do that. We can be that right here. But may the Lord help us today. If we're not ready to meet the Lord, this is a good time to be ready. Examine, it talks about examining our hearts. Brother, we need to examine our hearts. And we need to ask the Lord, Lord, if there's anything in me that will cause me to grieve the Spirit of God. Brother, today, you know, I don't know how to tell people to really get a hold of God, because this is a holy way. And a lot of people don't really believe in holiness, in righteousness, and in godliness. A lot of people don't believe that. People, they tell you, well, you can't be perfect. Brother Rich, can we be perfect? If we're not perfect, I tell you, we're not going to get into this city. But if we are perfect in heart, the Lord will accept that. And I pray today. I pray the Lord to help us. I want to turn to John, the 14th chapter, St. John, the 14th chapter. Lord, help us today. You know, this is a wonderful... You know, I didn't think... I want to tell this. Before I got saved, I didn't think a person could live holy. That's right. Until the Lord gave me a real change of heart. And then I said, I'm wrong. We can live holy. We can live righteous. We can live godly right here. Oh, I appreciate the Lord. We appreciate the Lord today. But I want to turn to St. John, the 15th chapter. 15th chapter of St. John. And we want to get a scripture over here at the 14 and 15. Lord, help us today. It says, starting at the 15th verse, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do we love the Lord? That's a question. Do we love the Lord? Just think about that. If you love me, keep my commandments. You know, if we're in sin, we can't keep the commandments of God. That's right, we can't. But it said here, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father. This is Christ talking to you and I. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The comforter. You know, the comforter is the Holy Ghost, is the Holy Spirit. And he will lead us. You know, he's a wonderful leader. But we're going to have to submit to the Holy Spirit. You and I are going to have to submit to the Holy Spirit. But it says, the Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. If we're in sin, brother, we can't receive all this stuff. But it said here, cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. At this time, they hadn't received the Holy Spirit. And I thought about how that if the Holy Spirit is with us, he'll help us. But if he's in us, and we receive, and we be obedient to his word, he will give us power over this body, that we will live holy, we live righteously, and we live godly right here. You know, I believe this. I believe if we get the Holy Spirit in our life, we can live holy. We're going to have trials, but brother, we can overpower the trials and the burdens that come upon us. Lord, help us today that we need the Holy Spirit. It's very needful. But it said here, we're going to drop down the 26th verse, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And he won't teach you to go out and sin. He won't teach you to do wrong. He'll give us power. He'll give us victory. He'll give us grace. He'll give us everything we need. But if we don't have the Holy Spirit, the world will overcome you eventually. That's right. We need the Holy Spirit to preserve this holy living that the Lord has given us. And I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate his blessings. And may the Lord help us today. And then we want to turn. You know, I want to turn to Revelations, the third chapter. Lord, help us today. Third chapter of Revelation, and the 12th verse. It says, he that overcometh, you know, we can overcome. Sin. We can overcome the things that are in the world. And so he that overcometh, will I make him a pillar. It didn't say a pillow. It said a pillar. Something that will hold up the truth. You know, we need to hold up the truth. And we need to be a pillar. To hold this truth up. You know, I thought about, brethren, if we don't preach the truth, the people will not receive the blessings that they need. We need to preach the truth. We need to let the world know. I thought about, you know, Brother McCoy, he was used to teach about young men, you know, how they should live, and young girls and young women. You know, we need that today. That's right. We need to teach our children how that we need to do. Even in school, you know, our children can be a light in this school. But I pray the Lord to help us out here. But it said that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, or the city of God. That's the same thing. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. A new creature. You know, over there in Corinthians, I don't know exactly where it is, but it says you're a new creature. In Christ Jesus. It said old things. The things that we used to do when we was in sin. It passed away. We don't do them no more. Isn't that wonderful? We don't do those things anymore. We're a new creature. Lord, help us today. Help us that we will get a hold of this. That we will live holy. That our neighbors, that our friends, and who we come in contact with can recognize and say, that's a new man. You know, can you have your neighbors to tell you that? That you're a new man? I'm not boasting, but my wife and I was in a laundromat, and this lady says, I know that you're a Christian, but, you know, she might not realize what a Christian is, but a real Christian is holy living. And I pray today, you know, if we are not living according to the Bible, brother, we need to seek the Lord, and we need to call upon him, and we need to ask the Lord to help us to clean this temple up to where we can be a light, where we can be an example, and where we can magnify Christ right here in this world. I want to turn to Romans. A very familiar scripture we're reading. But you know, the scriptures, the truth is powerful. It really is. It's powerful. We need to get it into our lives and get it into our hearts. But may the Lord help us. Romans, sixth chapter. Lord, help us today. Romans, the sixth chapter. Well, we'll start at the 11th verse of the sixth chapter of Romans. It says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed. That carnal nature has to be dead. Dead indeed unto him, but alive unto God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members and instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not. It didn't say sin shall. It didn't say that. It said, for sin shall not have dominion. But you know, when we're in sin, sin does dominate us. That's right. But it said, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? It says, God forbid. God don't want us to sin. But when we are in sin, we're going to sin. I mean, that's just natural. But it says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey? Are we yielding ourselves to God? Or are we yielding ourselves to the enemy? Just ask ourselves. Are we obeying what the devil wants us to do? Or are we obeying God, what the Lord wants us to do? And it said here, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience to righteousness, unto righteousness. But he said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed, or you could say repent. It said obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, we became the servants of righteousness. Oh, thank the Lord. You know, Lord, help us today. Help us to realize that we need to live holy. If we're going to go to heaven, or if we're going to get in this kingdom of God, we're going to have to be holy. We're going to have to be righteous and godly right here. Not when we die, but right here. Right here where sin abounds on every side. I want to turn to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Lord, help us today. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and the 16th verse. It said here, know ye not that ye are the temple of God? We are the temple. The Holy Spirit wants to dwell in this temple, but if this temple is not pure and holy, He cannot dwell with us. And we can't see. Seem like sin will blind us from a lot of things. But thank the Lord. I'm thankful. I appreciate the blessings of God and how the Lord is able. Know ye not that you're the temple of God? And the Spirit of God dwelleth in you, in this temple. But it says, if any man defile, Brother, today if we have the Holy Spirit and we do things that's contrary to the Bible, brother, that's defiling your temple. And it said, defile the temple of God. Him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. This body here should be holy. That's right. And it says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. But, you know, I thought of where this says, and I hope I'm not wrong about it, but it says destroy. You know, when we do wrong, we're really destroying this temple. That's right. We don't want to destroy this temple. We want to keep this temple pure and holy and righteous and godly. There's another scripture over there. Brother Leslie might know it. It said, keep thyself pure. You know, we're going to have to, if we get pure, we're going to have to keep ourselves pure. Because if we don't keep ourselves pure, we're going to be defiled. But I thought about this. Oh, Lord, help us today. Yeah, other men's sins. What does that talk about, Brother Leslie? You know, I'm glad that I met the Lord. You know, I'm glad that the Lord, I didn't know anything about the truth. You know, a lot of people, you know, they their mothers and their dads, you know, they live the lives before them. I know Brother Wilson lived a good life and lived it before Brother Ed. Isn't that right? This is what we need. Really, we need someone to live the life before the world so they could see that it is real. You know, I thought about, I know that you know Mike Goodwin, most of you, and he's the one that wrote all these signs. And he was out in sin. He didn't have no, you know, godly parents. But somehow or another, he got a hold of, I guess, Brother McCoy or someone out there in Dayton. And he got saved. And then he led us to the truth. You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, if we're saved, brother, we can, the Bible says to let our light shine. In other words, the works, the actions, and all these things will be pure, will be holy and righteous, and people could see that. You know, I appreciate Brother Ed's dad. He was a good man. He really was. I don't know. I think he was a little conscientious, wasn't he, Brother Ed? But he still lived a holy life. You know, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Lord, help us today. Live it before our children. That's right. Live it before our neighbors. Live it everywhere we go. Holy living. Lord, help us today. You know, I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate the mercy of God and how the Lord is able to help us. You know, I miss these old brethren. I really do. And Brother Michael Smith's father, he and I are real close. living perfect. I still remember that. He and I was in agreement of prayer for that meeting that night. There was going to be several outsiders and down there at Hammond. It was in that that building. And but we got out. We wanted to get out alone with the Lord. And we got out there, and we got into some chitters. You know, we got into some chitters. I'll tell you, but you know what? We prayed. We prayed through. And that night, brother, I've never seen a service in my whole life like that night. God came down. He really did. The Lord came down and blessed that service. Everyone was shouting and praising God, and people was going to the altar, I don't know. It was just a wonderful service. But because two people sacrificed, Lord, help us today. You know, we need more to get in these bushes and get chiggers. I believe that. Maybe that will sort of stir us up and stir the congregation up. That's right. But may God help us today. Brother, we need to be holy. We need to be righteous and godly. We need to be born again. We need to be delivered from sin. We need to live a holy life. We need to let our light shine. You know, we're in a terrible world. Really, we are. I hate to say this, but we're living here in the United States. But I'm so afraid that it's going the downward road of sin. And I don't know what we're going to do. I'm not going to prophesy or nothing. But brother, we don't know what we're going to face. But you know, I'm going to say this. God, if we're sincere and trying to do the best we can, the Lord will stand by us and He'll help us in time of trouble or tribulations or anything like that. He'll help us. I believe that. You know, the devil, he keeps saying, you know, somebody's going to come in and take your house. I said, devil, I don't believe it. I know the Lord will protect me. He has protected me and my wife. I can verify it. He has protected my life, protected my property and everything else. Because I trust Him. I put my trust, my whole trust, everything in. Lord, it's your house. It's your furniture. It's everything. You're the one that gave it to us. Are we willing to consecrate our hearts like that, Lord? Well, don't the Scripture says He giveth and He taketh away? Well, you know, I don't worry. I really don't. Because my trust is in God. I know the Lord won't fail us. If I walk according to His plan, He's going to take care of us. I know that. He's going to help us in a time of trouble and problems that arise. He'll help me. Lord, help us. I've been in things that, trouble. People maybe turn the lights out, you know, because said that I didn't pay our bills. I had my receipt. Went back and told them. I said, here's where I paid. And they said, I'm sorry. Well, they did turn my lights back on, but but I was out of light for a while. You know, the Lord will let things come up war in chief. And you know, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, how was my attitude toward these people? You know, Lord, help us. How was our attitude? Lord, help us today. We need to be holy. We need to be righteous. We need to be godly. So you that know the way that worth of prayer, pray for us. We want to go. We don't know how long we're going to be. Seem like we're getting weaker about all the time. But you know, I say, well, I'm going to meet Jesus. I want to see Him, Brother Rich. I want to see Him. I want to talk with Him. Spiritually, I'm talking about my spirit. My spirit is alive. It's not dead. It's alive. I pray today. I pray the Lord to help us out, that we'll make heaven our home. Amen.